Ever notice how the smallest tasks can derail your entire day? A missing car key, a wrinkled shirt, an awkward conversation? These seemingly trivial moments accumulate into stress that shadows everything else. What if mastering life's fundamentals wasn't about perfectionism, but about reclaiming your mental energy for what actually matters? This collection of over 150 practical skills has become a cultural phenomenon, with millions discovering that doing simple things well creates a foundation for living fully. The philosophy is refreshingly straightforward. When you stop wrestling with everyday chaos, you free yourself to focus on genuine purpose and connection. Your first waking moments shape everything that follows. Skip the snooze button. Instead, take 3 deep breaths before opening your eyes, drink water immediately, and expose yourself to natural light within minutes. This sequence aligns with your circadian rhythm, shutting off melatonin production and boosting alertness without caffeine dependence. Cultivate morning positivity deliberately. Keep a gratitude journal beside your bed, noting 3 specific things you appreciate. This practice rewires your neural pathways to notice opportunities rather than obstacles. Combined with brief meditation and movement, this mental reset creates day-long resilience. Making your bed provides psychological momentum. This first completed task creates a cascade of accomplishment that makes larger challenges feel manageable. Your appearance routine deserves thoughtful attention. Work with your hair's natural texture, treat your skin gently, and understand the why behind each step to transform mindless habits into intentional self-care. For nutrition, craft smoothies balancing fruit, vegetables, and protein for sustained energy. Preparing ingredients in advance eliminates morning decision fatigue while providing genuine nourishment. Streamline exits by designating one spot for essentials: keys, wallet, phone. Instead of nightly prep sessions, train yourself to immediately return items after use. This habit prevents frantic searches and creates a complete launching pad. Master driving etiquette to reduce frustration. At 4-way stops, first arrival goes first. Ties favor the rightmost vehicle. Signal well in advance, maintain 3 seconds of following distance, and practice zipper merging in traffic. Even pumping gas benefits from technique. Check your dashboard gauge's arrow to locate your tank. Remove the cap slowly to release pressure. Never top off and wait for automatic shutoff. When jump-starting, connect positive terminals first, then negative. Disconnect in reverse order. These skills share common ground. They require understanding systems, not just memorizing steps. Recognizing the logic behind everyday tasks transforms frustrating obstacles into smooth transitions. Build reliable processes rather than relying on memory, and daily life becomes remarkably less stressful. Effective emails use concise subject lines, 7 words maximum, lead with conclusions, and employ bullet points for action items. When introducing colleagues, include both names in the subject line, address the person being reached out to first, provide context, and specify next steps. For verbal communication, ensure your core argument passes the "I believe that" test. State your point concisely, then stop. People remember your last words, so rambling dilutes impact. When giving feedback, ask permission, describe observations objectively, compare to expectations, explain impact, then collaboratively develop solutions. For salary negotiations, research market rates, identify your minimum and a higher anchor figure, and frame requests around solving your supervisor's challenges. Productivity means prioritizing what matters most. Start each day identifying non-negotiable tasks with direct impact or firm deadlines. Tackle your biggest or most dreaded task first. This builds momentum and prevents energy draining avoidance. Peak cognitive function occurs between 9-11 a.m., ideal for analytical and creative work. Reserve afternoons for meetings when your brain favors interpersonal interaction. Interruptions derail deep work for up to 30 minutes. Request uninterrupted periods or use the choice technique. I can give you 5 minutes now, or we can schedule time later for my complete focus. For remote work, establish a dedicated workspace, create a morning routine, set concrete hours, and use physical cues like closing your laptop to signal day's end.
Your environment shapes your mental state. Decluttering starts with asking whether each possession serves your ideal life. Identify memory clutter, sentimental items from the past, and I might need it one day clutter, items for scenarios that rarely happen. For your junk drawer, empty it completely. Sort into trash, keep, belongs elsewhere, install modular organizers, and be ruthless. 90% is typically disposable. Adopt a one-in, one-out rule to prevent future accumulation. For clothing, use the Joy Spark test. Keep only pieces you genuinely love and wear. Implement vertical filing. Fold items into rectangles and stand them vertically like files, arranged by color from dark to light. This maximizes space and visibility. In your closet, organize left to right. Long, heavy, dark items, transitioning to short, light, white items. For mail, create a collection spot and processing area with shredder, filing supplies, and recycling bin. Immediately sort unopened mail into stay and go piles, then shred or recycle the go pile. Schedule daily 15-minute sessions to process what stays. These systems share one principle: making order easier than chaos. Genuine connection requires intentional effort. Remembering names shows others they matter. The Be Suave method provides a framework. Believe you can remember, exercise regularly, say the name immediately, use it naturally 3-4 times, ask about unique names, visualize a memory aid, and using their name. When offering condolences, reach out promptly with straightforward statements like, "This is awful, my heart hurts for you." Use the person's name rather than generic phrases. Grief isn't linear. Continue checking in weeks and months later when others have stopped. Simple messages like, "I'm thinking of you today," provide crucial ongoing support. For difficult conversations, prepare 2-3 concise sentences covering essential facts about your situation, plus one about your emotional state. This isn't inauthentic. It's mindfully deciding how to characterize your situation while maintaining boundaries. When supporting friends through challenges, ask, "Do you want to talk about it?" or "How can I best support you?" Practice active listening by focusing completely on understanding without planning your response. Validate emotions with statements like, "That sounds really difficult." These skills prioritize genuine connection over social performance, creating meaningful bonds that enrich both your life and others. How you end your day profoundly affects sleep quality and tomorrow's mindset. Create technology boundaries, keep devices outside your bedroom, and take a minute to breathe deeply before checking your phone upon waking. This bookending approach positively affects everything in between. Forgiveness represents another powerful evening practice. Recognize unhealthy thought patterns and acknowledge toxic feelings without acting on them. Your reaction is a choice. You're choosing to let this person occupy your thoughts. Create a ritual by saying aloud before bed, "I release person from my thoughts." This trains your brain to redirect energy toward positive things. End each day with reflective practice. Take deep breaths, then mentally walk through your day chronologically. Notice moments of gratitude and flow states. Identify energy drains, situations that left you frustrated. Ask yourself, "When could I have done better today?" with self-compassion. Then consciously release lingering negativity, forgiving yourself and others. In a culture obsessed with optimization, there's radical wisdom in mastering fundamentals. These aren't just life hacks, they're invitations to live with greater intention. When you stop wrestling with everyday chaos, you create space for what genuinely matters. Start small. Pick one practice, master it. Then watch how competence in small things creates confidence in everything else.